think it's very difficult to get something from the game if we keep conceding easy goals. I can't blame the effort of the players. I think they fought the whole game, and we managed to get back to 2-2. I thought that there will be only one winner of the for this game at that moment. But then came the penalty, and Tanki has been brilliant all season long, I think it was a penalty. When you go down in the penalty area to challenge, then you have to be 100% sure that you get the ball, and that happens sometimes. I'm very happy how Tanki has done this season. So he shouldn't be, feeling too bad about that, because that can happen. But when I think the both goals before that were pretty easy as well. So if we keep conceding these easy goals, then we'll make it very hard for us to win games. That I would we will need to think hard now what we could do to change it. But they seem to be more maybe individual things than something structural. So that's very hard to. Maybe to change, I don't know, with formation or whatever. But we'll try hard to now to cut them off, and then we have maybe more chance to keep a clean sheet and win a game. Because I thought that we scored two good goals today, and I think the game generally was a good game. Credit to Bournemouth that they tried to play as well. They have a good team, and they have dangerous players up front who can really hurt you. But I think how we conceded the goals was a bit easy to.
Could you have had a penalty as well with Kasenga?
I don't know. I have nothing to say of the officials, that they do their best, and we need to accept it.
In terms of the performance, I mean, Sam Baldock back into the side scoring. You talk about the defensive performances, but you. Back scoring goals must be something to please you.
Yeah, it's. I think Sam needed this goal to get some confidence, and hopefully he'll keep scoring now in the games to come. He's working. He's hard working player. He's working very hard off the ball, and you know, he's worked very hard for this goal as well. And I'm happy that he scored.
Third of the way through the season, Sammy, I know it hasn't gone as you wanted or maybe expected. How do you assess this opening third of the season?
I think I can almost assess it what I say after every game, that we are not playing that badly, and maybe we would deserve a little bit more from this third than we have at the moment. But we need to think of a change that we can't. Keep making these mistakes or errors, and then thinking that we come here to score four goals and win the game when we concede three easy goals. So I think that has been the story of the third as well. That we creating chances and we are not putting the ball in the back of the net and on the own half of the pitch. The opposition seemed to be very effective in their game, and that has been the case in many games.
You say you've got to change things. You've brought a player back to the club, Elliot Bennett. Is he the sort of player that can maybe make those small margins a little bit better and maybe change your fortune this season?
Yeah, hopefully he can help us to be more dangerous in the final third. He's definitely capable of doing that. He has proved that previous years, and I'm looking forward to working with him and see how much he can help us.
Just a quick word on your debutant today, Ali Alhabsi.
Yeah, I think he had a okay game, decent game. So I don't think with the goals he couldn't do anything about them, and And it's not easy to come after one training session to a new team, but I think for goalie maybe it's easier to come than a field player. But of course, I know the difficulty that he doesn't know the defenders and what kind of decisions they are making. But they were talking a lot, and I think all the players were helping Ali to perform today, and he did all right.
You've got two home games just coming up, Sammy. How important is this week to the club and to you?
Every game is very important. I don't see any period more important than another. But we need to have 3 points in the table, and of course I'm responsible for the result. And if we don't get them, then something needs to change.